meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Daniel Hodges for joining us again here on the Maggie Dawn Show. He works an evening shift, so he's doing this before he goes off to protect our nation's capital. Big thanks. There were two elements of the tail end of my discussion with Officer Hodges that I wanted to open up to all of you this afternoon for some thinking and some discussion. And the first piece of that this afternoon is talking about protesting and protesting smartly. We talked a little bit about this earlier this week. And I wanted to share with you some of the advice from various organizations that help organize protests in response to some of Donald Trump's unconstitutional anti-freedom actions. And we're going to put the links to one of these organizations. It's the FreeDCProject.org. It's FreeDCProject.org. They have an incredible set of resources there, specifically including a section about knowing your rights. Officer Hodges said, you know, you should protest if you feel motivated to do so, and you should advocate for yourself. And to do so, you have to know your rights. And he talked about filming the police. You have a right to film the police, but of course you need to stay out of their way and not impede what they're doing at all. So I wanted to go through a few of these things. Again, we'll put the website to the Free DC Project in our show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere you get your podcasts. And we're also going to include the language from something I put together many, many, many moons ago, nearly, 25 years ago, back when I was in law school. In law school, a friend of mine, a colleague, had a business card that opened up, and inside the business card, they had printed for folks to use as they hand out their business cards what's called an invocation of rights. And so I'm going to read that to you, and we're going to put the entire language of that also in our show notes for today, in case you wish to carry around your own little pocket version of this or hand it out to all of your friends the next time you're at a No Kings protest or other protest. Works for anybody, no matter what you're protesting. And it includes a couple of the core ideas that you will see on the FreeDCProject.org Know Your Rights section. And again, part of that is about filming. And the second and third portions of that is specifically clarifying if you are free to go and your desire to end the interaction with whomever that officer is. In addition, the fact that you do not consent to a search is absolutely critical. If you are not consenting to a search, it means that they have to meet a higher standard before they even conduct a pat down. That's the reasonable suspicion standard under Terry. So I'm going to read that to you all. And again, all of this language we are going to duplicate and put on our show notes. You can find those in today's podcast notes once it goes online within a few minutes, typically of the end of our program. Here is the invocation of rights. When my 80-plus-year-old folks and their friends were going to the protests, I handed them each one of these business cards. And I said, if you are having any interaction with police that is not 1,000% friendly, this is what I want my dear parents saying. So here it is. This is your assertion of rights. Officer, please understand, I refuse to talk to you until I consult with my attorney. I also refuse to consent to any search of these premises or any other premises under my control or which or in which I have an interest, or my car, or my body, or effects. I desire to exercise all my rights guaranteed under the Constitution of the United States and the statutes and constitution of the state of Wisconsin. To be free from any of your interference with my person or affairs, I want to be left alone. If you attempt to question me, I want my lawyer present. I refuse to participate in any lineup without first conferring with my lawyer. If you ignore my exercise of these rights and attempt to procure a waiver, I want to confer with a lawyer prior to any conversations with you. I want to leave. If I am free to leave, please tell me immediately so that I may go about my business. Folks, knowing your rights is the first step to effective protesting and advocacy. Always, always follow the directions of law enforcement. Do not interfere or impede their law enforcement activities at all. That is a sure way to get arrested. If you are being arrested, as Officer Hodges pointed out, if there is some interaction, follow the directions of law enforcement. As Officer Hodges put it, if you're going to get arrested, let them arrest you. Have the fight in court later. If you are stopped, if you are arrested, remain silent. Do not make any statements to law enforcement. You likely will have to affirmatively say, I am remaining silent. I do not want to speak with you. I wish to talk to a lawyer. You have to be direct. If you ask a question, can I talk to a lawyer? Is it okay for me to call a lawyer? Maybe I should call a lawyer. What do you think? None of that works. Any questioning of you, if you are being detained, must end. If you state, it must be a declaratory statement, I want to talk to a lawyer. As soon as you say that, they have to stop. Again, you can videotape and or record. Officers just don't get in their way. Another great resource for this kind of information is the National Lawyers Guild. There is a link to that in on the website for this organization, Free DC Project. You can go directly to the National Lawyers Guild, but I highly recommend if you are getting involved in protest activity that you familiarize yourself with these basic invocations of your rights. Police officers are not required other than when you are under arrest, okay? Short of arrest, they are not required to inform you of any of your rights. So please, again, it's up to you to advocate for your rights and to protect them, but always cooperate with law enforcement. Do not impede their activities at all whatsoever. I also wanted to share with you some tips for talking to the National Guard. These tips were drafted by veterans groups, including Veterans Against the War, GI Rights Hotlines, the War Registers League, as well as a variety of other organizations. Again, a link to this document will also be included today. These are veterans telling you what the best practices are when you may be interacting with National Guard's troops. Of course, if Donald Trump tries to unconstitutionally deploy the National Guard here in Milwaukee or Madison and squelch our freedoms and our free speech rights here, we'll repeat these. But I wanted to give them now because I know that there are protests coming up this weekend, I believe on Saturday. So again, in an abundance of caution, if you are engaging with National Guards folks, again, everything that I just indicated, if they are working in tandem with police officers or other federal law enforcement, everything I just said about invoking your rights remains true. Here are some other things. Here, and again, this is coming from veterans. They advise folks to ask questions of National Guards members, not to lecture or scream at them. National Guards members may be expecting you to turn on a megaphone and start screaming in their face. Resist that urge. They suggest starting your interaction with a question like, hey, is this really what you thought you would be doing in the Guard when you signed up? Where are you from? When have you seen your family last? Some open-ended questions. And the second pointer is along the lines of that, prepare to just try to open up some space for a conversation to get the guards member to start thinking about what they're doing. These can be very short. It can be very conversational. It's not about, you know, a list of talking points. Try to establish a connection. Hey, my husband, my wife, my father, my mom, they served. They were in the Wisconsin National Guard, or they served in this branch, et cetera, et cetera. And be real in about what that their service, the impact on your family, and your admiration for what they do, if that applies. Pick your time and place. Approach with caution, but have a plan about what you want to say. And when you think, be strategic about if they can actually hear what you're saying, so that you can communicate effectively. There is a GI Rights hotline number that you can hand them, which helps them understand what their rights are as a member of the National Guard. And they definitely advise to avoid things like saying, you signed up to fight the real enemy. And talking about real enemies, things like that, not super helpful. Again, it may be helpful to refresh the recent news about which military leaders have, typically retired military leaders, have spoken out against domestic deployments of the National Guard. Again, given that J.D. Vance and Stephen Miller today basically promised that we are going to see more of this sort of action other places, very, very critical to be aware of these things well ahead of time. The GI Rights Hotline, folks, is this number, 1-877-477-4487. This is 1-877-477-4487. You can also email and you can talk with other vets. If you are challenged, if somebody is in the National Guard and they're concerned about whether orders are legal or illegal, there is support there. The GI support email is support@aboutface.org. That is support@aboutface. That's all one word, aboutface.org. We're going to put this entire document in our show notes for today. With that, I want to return to the concept of what truly is a hero in our country. What makes a hero? Because Donald Trump has declared himself one. We heard what Officer Hodges had to say about that. No one declares themselves a hero. Only we decide who our heroes are. So I want to hear from you. Do you have heroes in your life? What really makes a hero? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Who do you know who's a hero in your life? And how should we, as Americans of all political persuasions, define heroes? We're going to continue this discussion on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.